This is Dan Dixie reporting for Press for Truth. And in case you guys didn't know, over the weekend, French authorities have arrested the CEO of the encrypted messaging app Telegram. So in this video, I'm going to explain what's happening here from the PFT perspective. But before we jump into this, let's take a look at some of the headlines that are dominating the news cycle today. A Russian Elon Musk with 100 biological children. Meet Pavel Durov. This, of course, is the billionaire Telegram CEO who has just been arrested in France. You've got France's Macron saying that the arrest of the head of the Telegram messaging app wasn't political, suggesting that this has nothing to do with censorship. Macron is now widely being mocked for saying that the Telegram CEO's arrest was not politically motivated. And that's because the conversation is literally being steered in this direction. French police have arrested the founder of Telegram. What happens next could change the course of big tech. France's arrest of Telegram CEO feels like a warm-up for a much bigger target, Elon Musk. Musk should be nervous. Deep state lackey admits real target following Telegram founder's arrest. So who is this Telegram founder, Pavel Durov, and why was he arrested? Well, for starters, in 2006, he started a social network called VK in Russia, which is basically Russia's version of Facebook. He ended up leaving the company, allegedly after a dispute with Kremlin-linked owners over the management of the network. He reportedly refused to work with the authorities on blocking the profile of one of the opposition leaders in Russia. So after leaving for that reason, he went on to found Telegram in 2013. And back then he was marketing it as a uncensored and neutral platform. In an interview earlier this year with Tucker Carlson, he claims that he's fighting for free speech. And he says that there was a time once when the FBI attempted to infiltrate his team in order to set up a back door into Telegram.
We get too much attention from the FBI, the security agencies, wherever we came to the US. So to give you an example, last time I was in the US, I brought an engineer that is working for Telegram, and there was an attempt to secretly hire my engineer behind my back by cybersecurity officers or agents, wherever they are called.
The US government tried to hire your engineer?
That's my understanding. That's what he told me.
To write code for them or to break into Telegram?
They were curious to learn which open source libraries are integrated to the Telegram's app, you know, on the client side, and they were trying to persuade him to use certain open source tools that he would then integrate into the Telegram's code that, in my understanding, would serve as backdoors.
Would allow the US government to spy on people who use Telegram?
The US government, or maybe any other government, because a backdoor is a backdoor regardless of who is using it.
That's right. And you're, that's a little surprising to hear. Maybe it's not surprising, it's offensive. You're confident that happened?
Yes. There is no reason for my engineer to make up the stories. Also because I personally experienced similar pressure in the US. Whenever I would go to the US, I would have two FBI agents greeting me at the airport, asking questions. One time I was having my breakfast at like 9 a.m. and the FBI showed up at my house that I was renting. And that was quite surprising. And I thought, you know, we're getting too much attention here. It's probably not the best environment to run.
Why would had you committed a crime?
No, they were interested to learn more about Telegram. They knew I, you know, left Russia. They knew what we were doing, but they wanted details. And my understanding is that they wanted to establish a relationship to, in a way, control Telegram better. I understand that they were doing their job. It's just that for us running a privacy-focused social media platform, that probably wasn't the best environment to be. And we want to be focused on what we do, not on government relations of that sort.
So having seen that, it would seem like he's not interested in working with what I would refer to as the powers that ought not be. But upon digging a little bit further into this man's background, I found this. This is from the World Economic Forum, and it's titled Network of Global Future Councils. And here they talk about the future of advanced materials. They get into the future of artificial intelligence and robotics. They talk about the future of biotechnologies. They talk about the future of blockchain, the future of cities and urbanization. And here they get into the future of computing. And listed as one of their council members is Pavel Durov, Chief Executive Officer of Telegram. So this clearly demonstrates his willingness to engage with global leaders on the world stage. But whether he is aware of this fact or not, the truth is that encryption is a scam, and the government can already see everything you're inputting into this spying device before it gets encrypted. Listen here to John McAfee, a cybersecurity expert, who explains how encryption really only conceals the transmission of data to prevent man-in-the-middle attacks. But before it gets encrypted, the government has already seen everything. Check it out.
Good morning, John McAfee here. I am dissed constantly for using Gmail as my email system. Let me explain something to you. If you think you have any privacy whatsoever with an encrypted system, whether it's an email system like ProtonMail or an encrypted messaging system like Signal, you have no fucking privacy. Encryption was designed 35 years ago to prevent a man-in-the-middle attack, meaning someone between your transmission and your receipt. There's no man in the middle anymore. We don't need them. Your fucking smartphone is the surveillance device preferred by every government on the fucking planet. Do you know how easy it is to plant malware? Go on Pornhub. If you've been on Pornhub, someone is now listening to you. All you have to do is do a drive-by of a website, and it sets the download unauthorized applications flag. The first click, you now have malware that is doing two things: watching your inputs before they're encrypted and transmitting them, and reading the outputs after they are fucking encrypted, people. Encryption is a worthless piece of shit old technology that is being marketed as a safe system. There is no safety anymore. There is no privacy. I use Gmail for one reason. The last company that requires this fucking subpoena from a government in order to give them your information. And their lawyers have 30 fucking days to review the subpoena. 30 days is enough for me. I change my fucking email every 15 days. Wake up, people. You have no more privacy. You're being sold a fucking bill of goods which is worthless with encryption. And thank you for listening.
And guess what, folks? He's absolutely right. In 2013, Edward Snowden revealed the PRISM program, which showed how the NSA is monitoring all forms of communications. But 2 years prior to that, I tried to warn everyone about exactly how this works in this video from 2011. We are currently standing right out front of the Echelon system, as you can see behind me down here in Ottawa, Canada. The Echelon system is a computer network system that monitors all telecommunications. It began back in the late 60s after the Cold War, originally to intercept Soviet messages through satellite. The Echelon system has gone from a war-based application into law enforcement, and now it is being used to monitor political activist organizations and to try to keep an eye on what everybody is doing. The Echelon system eventually had to employ what is called the Red Flag System.
Now, what happens when you say certain keywords that are entered into the system, you will receive a red flag. When the computer receives enough red flags, certain keywords that were said, at that time, a human will be notified and they will come in, they will check out the system, possibly read the emails, maybe listen to the phone calls, and try to figure out if there's any sort of a threat, say, to the president, for example. We are very quickly moving forward towards this Orwellian 1984 type system where everything you do, your telephone calls, your emails, basic conversations are being monitored to find out if you are indeed a threat. There are a number of these facilities all over the world. This Canadian wing is located here in Ottawa. This Canadian Forces base employs hundreds of employees whose job it is to monitor signals intelligence. Some of these bases can be found in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. The Echelon system falls under the umbrella of the National Security Agency, which is basically setting up a global spying network.
So in 2011, I was warning how the NSA was setting up a global spying network, and then a couple of years later, this whistleblower, Edward Snowden, reveals the very same thing. The very following day, back then in 2013, I made a video attempting to desperately get everyone to understand what's happening by trying to make them a little bit uncomfortable. Check it out.
What did you Google search on Google last?
Miniature schnauzers.
Miniature schnauzers? Nice.
I don't even think I went on the internet last night.
I was trying to look up The Walking Dead Season 3.
For places to go in Whistler, things to do in Whistler.
Who's the last person you spoke to on the phone?
My wife.
What's your Facebook password?
I'm not going to give you my Facebook password.
And how old are you?
35.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Teddy.
And what is your bank account number?
I don't know. Off my head.
Don't know?
Yeah.
And what's your mom's maiden name?
Malik.
Shannon.
Evans.
And how about your bank account number?
No, not that far.
No.
What is your mother's maiden name?
It's a bank security question. I'm not really.
Okay. What's your bank account number?
I'm not going to say that.
I don't know my bank account number.
How about your SIN number?
SIN number, I don't know that either.
What's your bank account number?
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, say it.
No. What's your name?
Sterling.
And where are you from?
Alberta.
Okay. And how old are you?
62.
And what's your bank account number?
Fuck you.
What about your social insurance number?
Fuck you.
What did you search last night on Google?
I don't like this interview.
What do you think about these kinds of questions and the idea of the government kind of snooping in on people and asking these kinds of intrusive questions? Have you heard of this whistleblower named Edward Snowden, who just blew the cover on the NSA, the National Security Agency, who's spying on everyone, keeping tracks of your emails, your Google searches, your telephone calls? What do you think about the government paying that much attention to what you're doing and these kinds of questions?
Well, I don't think that's such a good idea. I mean, it would infringe on your freedoms, right?
Now fast forward to 2024 with this Telegram app with nearly a billion users, and we're now supposed to believe that it's this bastion for free speech and that the government is incapable of monitoring it? Has everyone lost their minds? Folks, Elon Musk is not the next target, because you have to ask yourself, if the powers that ought not be were in control of this digital town square known as Twitter, why would they sell it to Elon Musk? My friends, at this stage in the game of the Big Brother Orwellian nightmare, literally everything we do is being tracked, traced, and databased. So long as we continue using these devices, nothing is private. So if you think that your Signal app or your WhatsApp app or even your Telegram app is immune from Big Brother, Well, you're not paying close enough attention. In 2018, I returned to Ottawa to do a follow-up report about the Echelon program, and that was 6 years ago now, so there's probably a good chance you haven't seen it, so I'd like to share that one with you today. And please take a quick moment to make a contribution at pressfortruth.ca/donate if you appreciate my efforts to bring you this information. All right, guys, and without further ado, may I present to you my video report from around 6 years ago now, titled Watching the Watchers, Pressed for Truth in Ottawa, the Five Eyes Echelon Spy Grid Exposed. Check it out.
Have you noticed that it has become completely normal to cover up the camera on your laptop these days? Well, that's because more and more people are waking up to the fact that they're being spied on by places like this here in Ottawa, Canada. We're here at the Leitrim Canadian Forces Station, which has tapped into the global echelon system of a spying network that taps into the Five Eyes. This is a global spying network that's made up of the United States, New Zealand, the UK, Canada, and Australia. Ever since Edward Snowden blew the whistle on the PRISM surveillance system, more and more people have been questioning just how deep the government spying program goes, and they're starting to take measures to protect themselves, like encrypted emails, encrypted apps for messaging, and also by blocking the cameras on your laptops. The system also taps into the NSA, the National Security Agency, which we now know is watching everything you are doing online, your Google searches. They can read your emails, they can listen to your telephone calls. In fact, every conversation you've had, every text message, every communication within the past decade at least is being held in databases such as these facilities, like this one right here behind me. Have you noticed lately that it has become completely normal to cover up the camera on your laptop? Well, that's because more and more people are waking up to...
Sorry.
Oh.
Filming.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. I'm on. I follow you.
No worries.
Like, are you kidding
cool.
me? Press for Truth.
Yeah.
Thank you for all your work, everything you do.
Cool.
I appreciate it. I'm so upset with how the media is all biased on how everything goes.
Yeah.
I follow you on YouTube. I watch every one of your videos. I'm subscribed.
Cool.
I'm like, are you serious? That's you're on the side of the road. This
yeah.
is my daily route, and
I thought
I'd stop and shake your hand. So
cool, man.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
For all
nice.
Your work.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Take care. We sometimes get recognized out here on the street, not just by the cameras, but sometimes by some of the people who have been watching us, because, as I said, more and more people are waking up to the fact that they are being spied on, just like that guy who watches Press for Truth. Make no mistake about it, these giant satellite dishes behind me are not there for broadcasting the football game or the next UFC fight. No, these undoubtedly will eventually tie into the global 5G network, which again ties into this global surveillance system.
Hi.
Sorry, do you have permission to take that photograph here?
I didn't realize I needed permission to film here on this.
I do. Unfortunately, I think there is restrictions. This is Department of Defense.
Okay, I saw the no trespassing signs on the other side of the road, so I figured the road's public property.
It is, but this is actually a sensitive area.
Okay.
So we typically restrict any kind of photography material on anywhere within the space.
Oh, okay. Even on public grounds?
Well, if you're taking shots on the base,
right.
It's frowned upon.
On the base, sure. Yeah, but from a public space.
If you're taking shots from here, it's still an issue.
Okay, so where's the boundary line that we can...
I think you actually need to get permission, and that's my understanding. I've made a call into our security, which make these type of decisions. I'm waiting their call.
Okay.
But ultimately, my next call is to the MPs.
The MPs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Military police.
Oh, okay.
Because we do have a lot of restrictions there, and we do need to maintain the integrity of the security of this area. So typically, photography
yeah.
is frowned upon.
Okay.
So what is the nature of your photography, if you don't mind
me
asking?
We're with PFT, Press for Truth. We're doing a little report on this place.
PFT?
Yeah.
Okay. And that organization is something I can actually identify?
Yeah, it's online-based. Yeah, you can look it up. It's Press for Truth.
Okay. And your name is, if you don't mind asking?
My name's Dan.
Dan?
Yeah.
Last name?
Dix.
Dix?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't expect there's, I mean, at this time, I don't expect there to be any significant issue, but there would have been a chance that your material would have been confiscated, and there still is that possibility.
Really?
Right now, this is an electronically sensitive base. No electronics are allowed within the premise of this base.
Okay.
That being said, when I had someone inform me that you were taking shots of the area, mm-hmm. that is a bit of a concern because it could potentially be a threat to our national security.
Hmm.
Now, if you want, I can wait for the final ruling. I could be completely wrong, but that is my understanding.
About getting permission.
Yeah, well, not permission or even being able to shoot from here.
Right.
But that is my understanding. So I'm just going to wait for a call, and I'll give you some feedback if you'd like.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just, but if I can ask you to refrain from taking any pictures until I understand it's okay.
Okay, so you'll let us know if it's okay
within
or not.
A few minutes.
Sure.
Perfect.
Cool.
So, as you saw, we're apparently not allowed to film right here. They may have to go get security. I was just about to start educating the gentleman about the fact that it's sensitive. You know, people are concerned about their safety as well because of this place. You know, these guys inside can be concerned about their safety, but we're big concerned about being spied on. You know.
Concerns, they'll be able to speak to that. If there's any way in which you can get access to all this, to the...
Sorry, who's coming down?
Some of them are what's called the duty watch.
Duty watch.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So basically, they're the military people responsible for internal security for this facility.
Okay.
So they know all the ins and outs of the rules. I'm responsible for access control for the most part, but also all responsible for... You know, things that pop up like this where...
Sure.
But
is this person here now, or...?
Yeah, he's coming from one of the inside buildings. He'll be here in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay.
What's the nature of your story, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, we're, just kind of checking it out at this point.
Checking what out?
The whole facility, are you familiar with the Five Eyes program?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Tied into Echelon and things of that nature, ever since the Edward Snowden revelations with the Prism, you know, a lot of people are concerned about the government looking in and spying on people, and you know, a lot of people cover up their laptops. You know, that's kind of becoming a normal thing because they're concerned with facilities like this that watch people.
No, I understand, but I guess I can't speak for on behalf of the Canadian Armed Forces, but I do understand that there's a need at some point to monitor things. Exactly what they're monitoring, I'm not given that type of information, but given the type of world that we live in, you know, for our defense of our country, I mean, there's certain things that have to be undertaken.
Yeah, as I understand it, though, certain...
You laughed at that. I'm curious. Yeah. I'm wondering why.
I just find it a little rich that there's illegals crossing into our country without being vetted, and the possibility of ISIS members coming into our country through that border, and nobody's monitoring it.
Oh, no, there's so many holes right now in our ability to protect. I mean, I'm just a common citizen. I haven't worked with the armed forces myself. But at the same time, these guys have got a tough job. There's so many ways we're being attacked. It's not just about physical attacks nowadays. Information is the new weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So
they have rules and regulations. You know, they can't step outside of certain boundaries, like monitor the Canadian people. As I understand it, it's supposed to be an international system. But, you know, I think this is being abused. But... That's why we're here to investigate.
Yeah, I can't speak to that. At the end of the day, I'm just responsible for the security of the facility. I am aware of the nature of the program.
Mm-hmm.
I do recognize the value of it. So my job is to keep the integrity. Hi, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. I just got the phone call.
Yep.
Yep.
So
hi,
these gentlemen
are
from
Dan.
PFT.
Hi, Dan.
Okay. Nice to see you. Okay.
So what's up? He said you wanted to talk to us.
No, I just got the phone call. So... Just wondering, so PFT Public?
Press for Truth.
Press for Truth,
yeah.
Yeah.
Press for Truth. Yeah.
So I'm going to have to, unless the commissioner has already taken everything, but because of this facility and with the signs, et cetera, that this is not your normal everyday area for taking photos. It's a controlled access area.
Right. I was under the understanding that the other side of the roads was the trespassing area and that the road is public property.
Well, when you get here there, sir, yes. Here,
right.
You got freedom of access and everything.
This is public property, right, that we're standing on right now.
Well, it's technically government property. So once you pass that sign there, sir.
Okay.
See? So when you're on that highway there, that's public property.
Right.
It's all taxpayer property, but now that you're in a controlled access area, sir.
Right.
Photos, that's fine, right? But you should not be taking photos of these, but it'd be nice to know, ID cards, etc., whatnot. I mean, because this is a controlled area, right, sir?
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think. Well, there weren't any signs saying we couldn't be here. We saw the no trespassing, and we were like, oh, we better not go beyond that. So, figured we were okay on the public area, because when you think about it, like those houses over there.
I know, sir.
Couldn't they be zooming in and filming this?
Yes, but you would have their private property, right?
Right.
Whereas you're physically here, that's the difference, right, sir?
Right.
As long as you stay back over there, that's fine, sir.
Yeah. Okay, we appreciate it. He was expressing his concerns, and we were expressing some of ours.
With
Canadians being spied on and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. The Five Eyes Network's kind of potentially abusing their abilities. That's actually supposed to be an international program.
No, sir, that's above my pay grade.
Right.
Just at this level right now, I can understand my commissioner's concern. No one's called ahead public affairs from the military. No one's contacted the military public affairs to contact us.
Okay.
You can see where the concern is, right, sir? That there's people with cameras.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Well, we will get off the property then. And, thanks for explaining it.
Oh, not a problem, sir. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you, sir.
Well, it's not liked when they are being watched. They don't appreciate it when we have the eyeballs on them. Isn't that interesting and funny? Hopefully we woke some of these guys up to what they are potentially doing, and maybe they'll think twice about their career choice.
We all want truth. Set you free.